We had some success with local activism here in Canada this year. One of the things we'll be talking about a bit later was the success of the stopping of the Melancton mega quarry, which was attached to events, big events in Toronto like Soupstock and that sort of thing. Certainly hasn't been a terrible year for activism. So why don't you start there and just tell us exactly what is the proposal that that is being planned, that's in progress right now, and what exactly is your opposition to it?
Okay. Ontario Power Generation plans to bury radioactive nuclear waste right beside Lake Huron in a deep geological repository. So this deep geological repository will extend to approximately 400 meters from Lake Huron, and this will be located on the Bruce Nuclear Power Plant site. So I think it's relevant if I explain a little bit about what a DGR is, a deep geological repository. You will drill down to a depth of 680 meters, and it's a huge hole in the ground with tunnels and an emplacement room. And these emplacement rooms will be 250 meters in length and 8 meters by 7 meters in diameter. So to put this in perspective, these rooms are about the size of an average two-story house pushed down a huge tunnel. And what will be buried there is radioactive nuclear waste. And our organization feels that burying nuclear waste 400 meters from Lake Huron is a huge concern. The Great Lakes represent 21% of the world's fresh water. 40 million people use the water of the Great Lakes for their drinking water. And we simply cannot place this precious resource at risk.
All right. Now, one of the things that I saw off your website was that you have a list of reasons to be concerned, which I think was the best place to start. I'm going to take them slightly out of the order in which you've presented them, but the fifth one down there, which I think is relevant just to the comment you just made there, was about the 40 million people that use the Great Lakes for fresh water. As you said, it's approximately the Great Lakes is approximately 21% of the surface fresh water in the world, still a very, very significant of total fresh water in the world. So the first thing that jumped at me there was a lot of people, some people may be aware of the Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement of 1978, which is an agreement between Canada and the U.S. to have joint ownership and thereby joint responsibility and protection of the Great Lakes systems. My question to you, which I didn't, relevant to that, that I didn't see addressed on the website, maybe I just missed it, was any expression of concern from the American government or American citizens on this issue?
Well, yes, this process is in the environmental assessment phase right now, and it is open for public comment. So there are several environmental groups that have expressed concern by way of this public comment period, and a number of individuals from the U.S. that have expressed concern as well. That is pretty much where it stands right now.
Do you happen to know if this is something that would have to get presidential or you know, Senate, like government authorization from the Americans, or does this not fall within that water quality agreement?
The way the process is set up right now in Canada, that approval is not necessary.
Okay. So even though they could be affected, it doesn't currently fall under the agreement, and thereby this is a Canadian decision, as it were.
That is my understanding, yes.
Okay. So going from that, then, I'll move slightly up the list there, which is that you've said that point one on your list of reasons to be concerned was any risk to radioactive nuclear waste contaminating the Great Lakes is too great. So in this case, I think that a lot of people would agree that this sort of risk, that any risk would be too great. However, I could see the counter-argument to that being said that we either already have this waste or we will have this waste, so what else would you have them do with it?
Well, what the situation right now is that this has been studied for many years by geologists and scientists, and the geologists and scientists themselves are not in agreement as to what the appropriate method should be for disposing of this waste. So our point is burying it within 400 meters of the Great Lakes is simply something that defies common sense. So we are saying it's not appropriate to bury this, the most dangerous poison that humans have ever created, beside the Great Lakes.
So if I could ask you to correct me if I'm wrong on that, basically what you're saying is that you're not in favor of nuclear waste anywhere. You just think that this is a particularly bad choice.
No, I'm not saying that we're not in favor of it anywhere. We are just saying that burying it exactly 400 meters from the Great Lakes is a bad choice, and in fact, we don't think it should be buried anywhere in the Great Lakes Basin.
Okay. So that being said, then, you were careful to say you're not in favor of being buried anywhere, so that very much leads to my next question, which was, could people draw a direct correlation between what you're trying to do and the anti-nuclear groups in general, or would you differentiate yourself? Is your group necessarily anti-nuclear? It's just that you're opposed to this specific placement of the dump, or would you say that your group would work, has the same sort of values and the same sort of anti-nuclear ideas as groups that more directly target nuclear policy rather than just this one dump?
No, we are completely separate from the anti-nuclear movement, from any anti-nuclear group. We are simply a group of concerned citizens, and yes, the issue that we are concerned about is responsible treatment of the nuclear waste.
Okay. Going forward from that, one of the other points you had on there was the idea that the radioactive waste remains for up to 100,000 years. You made, a very interesting point there that the Great Lakes Basin has only been there for about 12,000 years. I think you have a very, very good point to be made there that any models or ideas about, you know, sort of, well, that this would be safe seems ludicrous because we can't even be sure that the situation under which it's being buried will be stay the same for that amount of time, even if you don't get into the technology used to contain it and all these sorts of things.
Exactly. The intermediate level waste contains resins, filters, and irradiated components from within the nuclear reactor itself. This waste is highly radioactive and highly dangerous, and it does remain toxic for 100,000 years. So, to us, it defies common sense to be burying it this close to the lake. No geologist or no scientist can provide us with a 100,000-year guarantee that this nuclear waste will remain safe and remain isolated down in this CGR.
Well, I would even go further than that and say that no scientist or geologist worth their salt would give you a 100,000-year guarantee on anything, or even necessarily a 100% guarantee on anything ever. There's always uncertainty in science, and that's part of the self-correcting nature of it. So, but that being said, then I think, you know, a very logical question then would be, do you have a counter proposal? Maybe not necessarily a specific other site, but is there a preferred method of dealing with it, or you're just a group that says, you know, propose another plan, we'll be happy to listen to it, but we are not accepting this plan?
That's exactly right.
Okay. Then one of the things there, I mean, point six on there was said that there were no process to look at other locations. I mean, clearly somebody, I understand what you're saying there, and I'm not seeking to contradict you, but I mean, clearly at some level somebody looked at a couple of sites. Maybe it wasn't part of an official report, and certainly what you're saying is it was never discussed at a policy level, but somebody somewhere made a decision to put it there as opposed to somewhere else. Do you have any idea at all why this site was selected?
Yes. My understanding is that the town of Kincardine approached Ontario Power Generation and indicated to them that they would be willing to house the intermediate and low-level radioactive waste in their municipality. And my understanding is that because they approached OPG, OPG said, yes, that's good, we will locate it here. So in all of this, there were something like 3,000 pages of documentation on this, and OPG's response as to why they selected this one location was contained in less than one page.
Hmm. So, I mean, obviously, people wouldn't volunteer for this sort of thing for no reason. I mean, it would seem like the sort of thing about somebody volunteering for absolutely no reason for, like, you know, experimental surgery that they don't need or something like that. So clearly there had to be some benefit to them. Why would they volunteer themselves?
Well, you're correct. Obviously, what's part and parcel of this package is jobs and money. And I will point out that to date, $10.5 million have been paid out to five municipalities that are surrounding this nuclear waste dump. And this is before approval has been received. And if the nuclear waste dump does proceed, it would be approximately $37 million that will be paid out to these five municipalities.
Do you happen to know at all? I mean, that's a very interesting point. It makes me wonder. I mean, it seems like the sort of thing that would be in violation of the law, or at the very least, if you are successful in stopping this project, would the townships have to therefore like pay this money back? Like, it seems very confusing to me, or at least very much an assumption that this will not be stopped, that money's been paid out before the deal's even been confirmed.
That's correct, and that's why we bring this up, that something just doesn't seem right, that these large amounts of money are being paid to municipalities prior to a receival, to approval, even having been received.
Okay. Well, I think that's about all I have for you for now, except the one closing thing I wanted to get from you was there was also a list of a timetable there on policy. If you can just maybe outline for people if they're interested in giving you some support or maybe just learning a little bit more about this issue. I know you have if you want to give the website address, but also if you could just outline before you do that as well, what sort of stage in the decision process that we're in and what sort of time remains, what sort of options people have to voice their concerns on this issue?
Right. Well, we are in the environmental assessment phase right now with public comment phase, so people can certainly put forward their comments under that process. Public hearings will probably occur late in the spring, and approval could happen in 9 months' time. So really, time is of the essence. And what I would suggest that people do is go to our website, which is at www.stopthegreatlakesnucleardump.com. We do have a petition on the website that you can just push the petition button and it will take you to that. And we are encouraging people to please get this information out to their friends, relatives, contacts through Facebook, email, or Twitter. And we are encouraging people to please sign the petition.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today. We will have links up to your website and some of the information that you cited as well after the show. So if you happen to come in partway through this interview and you didn't catch all of her answers, the show itself will be posted on our website, which is greenmajority.ca, and we'll have links to the website where you can go and take a look at the information and sign that petition. For now, however, thank you very much for joining us, Beverly Fernandez with Stop the Great Lakes Nuclear Dump.
Thank you, Darren.